This idea that we have a metal ring and we're facing it north. And why would we face it north?
We want always to work in the best way, like nature is working. So imagine the magnetic field is like a river, is moving from south to north. So we want to be aligned to the magnetic field. We put this crossing, especially the crossing is best with north face, and the energy will be concentrated internally, but a little bit also externally. You can try this not only on plants, on small plants, but even on seeds. Remember that the colors of the cable is emitting a frequency, so the colors is a frequency as well, is changing the effect if you have a blue, red or violet color. We use the electromagnetic antenna underground. We want to work align south-north, and we want to expand the magnetic field through an iron cable.
Well, I just want to say thank you again for joining us, and I look forward to our talk today, and I also look forward to our future talks, because I know we'll probably have many more talks after this. And yeah, I really appreciate you and introducing electroculture to our audience. You know, I was going to develop some products through electroculture for the farm, and I was just meditating on our last call and was like, man, Andrea's been doing this way longer than I have. Let's just get his products here in the States. And, you know, you and I have been talking back and forth on the email, and I'm super excited. Yeah. So I know there was probably an agenda for today. I know that it's wise for us to have this, and I think it would be advantageous for both of us to speak about maybe a few of these technologies and then just how to use them. Because at the end of the day, when you talk about electroculture in the beginning, it's a lot of just information, but nothing that people can really apply. And now that we're in spring, I think people might be a little bit more eager to be like, what can I do today? I know we spoke last time about Lakowski coil, and I'm sure we'll go back into that stuff. But maybe we could talk about, start there with Lakowski coil, and then talk about maybe the pyramids and charging the seeds. Then maybe we could talk about the antennas. And then if we'd like to talk about the paramagnetic cones. And if we get through all this conversation and we still have room for talk and energy to keep going, then maybe we can talk about what I'm implementing on my property that you've helped me with.
Yeah, that's great. So the basic tools, I do a short, very short tour. Lakowski coil, okay. Very easy to make, very easy to install. There are multiple ways. You can put the Lakowski coil with the north opening, or better, the crossing to the north. And you feel it in the middle of the tree, or at the base of the tree, or in a branch, or down when you make a hole for a new plantation. Then we have, I go very fast, but we can go deeper if you have a question.
Okay, cool. Sounds good.
Then, yeah, we play a lot with spirals because energy is moving with this shape. So we use a small spirals for house, for home, medium spiral for antennas, for water routing, and big spirals for 1 yard or for large antenna building. And this is another technique that's very easy to apply in the house, in the garden. Then we have all the magnetic stuff, okay? So, I mean, we can use ferrite magnet, mainly ferrite, because it's natural, it's something the nature can recognize. And in this case, we have combined multiple metals with different potential. In particular, there is iron, copper, magnet, ferrite, and again, like a battery, yeah? It's a battery. And this must be north-south directed with the compass in a iron cable. Very easy, magnetic, antenna or electromagnetic antenna. Then we have what you like, the many kind of antenna, very simple antenna. It's a combo of copper and aluminum with the pointer south, and you bring the energy down in the system. Or we can go more complicated with spirals again, and the combo copper and aluminum, very, very powerful. And we can increase the size with big spirals, including the magnetic parts, and again, the combination for ferrite and copper and aluminum. And then we have all the range of pyramid. Okay, this is a wonderful story. We have a lot of kind of pyramid, gold pyramids, kelp shape, or copper pyramids, different shape, laser cutting, or simple. And this is the best way to start testing the germination. Germination rate will be increased, and you have better production. You have a stronger plants, more resistant to the stress of the climate change, with better nutrition factor. And finally, I need to move. Okay, this is just for you to show you, the big beast. I have already. Okay, I've already delivered a couple of these in USA, and the last week I installed two of these telluric fertilizer for a wine yard, a biodynamic wine yard in Tuscany, and then for a large farm that are growing vegetables in northeast of Italy. So it's a wide range, but the basics, it's shown, okay? So we can go deeper. You can make me more question. And as I said, I would like to support you to distribute information, knowledge, and products. Products that Absolutely. We already tested for 12 years, and we know how to use it.
Absolutely. So let's get started. So first, let's start with Lakowski coil. And if people want more information about how these things work, or maybe some of this information that we give them, if they're kind of like, okay, I don't understand, then we suggest that people listen to our first podcast, or we suggest people go and look up, Andrea has his website, he has books, he's co-authored a book, and a lot of this information is available there. And I just highly encourage people, if you find yourself in a situation through this listening of what we're talking about, and you want to know more, just to know that information is there and to dive deeper into that. But what I would like to talk about first with Lakowski is this idea that we have a metal ring and we're facing it north. And why would we face it north? I know why, but I would like you to explain why.
We want always to work in the best way, like nature is working. So imagine the magnetic field is like a river and is moving from south to north. So we want to be aligned to the magnetic field. That's the reason why we put this crossing, especially the crossing is best with north face, and the energy will be concentrated internally, but a little bit also externally. You can try this not only on plants, on small plants, but even on seeds. The seed germination will be better. Remember that the colors of the cable is emitting a frequency. So the colors is a frequency as well, is changing the effect if you have a blue, red, or violet colors. Okay. Yeah, no, with the same principle, we use the electromagnetic antenna underground, okay? We want to work align south-north, and we want to expand the magnetic field through an iron cable underground 20, 30 centimeter deep. This is the same working with the nature, with the magnetic field.
Excuse me. Very good. And so getting people to understand, that these are antennas. What is an antenna doing? An antenna is capturing energy that we cannot see with our eye, and we're basically enhancing that energetic field. In this case, magnetism. And what we have to understand, and I want people to understand, is that we are electromagnetic beings. Us humans, we live on an electromagnetic plane, the Earth. It's electromagnetic. And so over the years, there has been a decrease in this magnetic field. And maybe this is why the universe or the powers that the master architect, the God, is putting this information back into the field, because obviously this information was probably used way before Krustov and Lakowski and these guys, you know. So this is just like they rediscovered it. Now we are rediscovering it. And what not a perfect, it's a perfect time, right? But this idea that we have to understand that we're electromagnetic beings, we have to understand that our cell phones work off electromagnetic frequencies. We have to understand, like, all of our devices are working in this way. Now, someone might say, oh, well, the cell phone is harmful, and, you know, maybe your printer. Printers actually are really bad at emitting high electromagnetic frequency. People don't realize this. The screen that I'm on now, all these things you plug in, blenders, they emit these fields. And we have to understand that with great power comes great responsibility. Knowledge is power, responsibility, these things. Because if you were to take that Lakowski coil or that earth magnet and you were to face it the opposite direction, say that you did not face it in the right direction, could you elaborate? I already know what you're going to say, but I want people to hear it from you. Like, would it make the plant better or would it actually make the plant worse?
Okay, so I want to elaborate a little bit your discussion, because the antenna, starting from the antenna, we need to understand that the antenna, you can measure the electricity, okay, very easy with a tester. You can simply attach the tester to the electric cable, and depending on the highest, you measure a difference of potential between the earth and the sky. And depending on the shape, on the metals you use, you can bring more than 1 volt, 2 volts, 5 volts, even 10 volts. And this is just a measurement of electricity. That's why it's called electroculture. But in reality, through this device, we work with magnetic field as well. This is why we use the pointer in the south direction. And we bring other energy, like you say, that we don't see, okay, that are energies used for life generation, life creation, and all this is available in nature, okay? So imagine that through the sunlight, for instance. The sunlight is like a big river, is coming down to the earth, and all the other stars are putting, like in a river with multiple small streams, they are putting information in the light. And this is coming in the earth with a specific information that changes day by day, that changes based on the solar storm, based on this energy, That's it. So it's important to be always aligned with this energy. This is why we need to work south-north. And if we do the opposite, we are reducing the magnetic field. We probably have a bad result. We probably have no stimulation of the plants, no growth. So you can easily play with the magnet, just working with the plus and minus, with the north and the south pole, and you will see a big difference. Even just a small magnet behind the plant, behind the pot, next to the seeds. And there are a lot of experiments people can see on YouTube, but it's good that we experiment alone. We experiment all together. We experiment ourselves. That's why we create the kit. Very easy to do. You start with the pyramid, with spirals, with an antenna, with magnets, and you learn during the journey. We teach all the mistakes that we have done so you can be up and running very, very shortly. That's the reason why we create an academy, we create a certification program, and we are teaching all over Italy and all over the world, and we are installing and delivering products all over the world now.
Beautiful. Yeah. Just so you guys all understand, electromagnetism is a science that, for whatever reason, and I have my reasons why I think, hasn't really been talked about much. And I believe that once science in the mainstream starts to really bring this information forth, and maybe some independent researchers are able to really bring more information about magnetism, that we're going to see a complete shift in how we produce energy, how we obviously grow food, but also how we heal ourselves. There is a holistic therapy known as biomagnetic therapy, where you can take magnets and place it on the meridians on your body. And it is so powerful. And it's something that I've done for a long time. If the kids are sick, if you start noticing something happening with your body. We had really cold weather and then it got really hot. And I'm in a real windy area. And I'm sure some of you guys can tell I've got a little bit of congestion going on in my sinus cavities. So last night I put a magnet here and a magnet here. I did one on north, one on south. So we have to understand that magnetism is the future, and we need to really research it more to understand it, understand what's going on. But then to elaborate even more to what Andrea is saying is that there's more energies than just magnetism that we can capture, especially with these antennas. And as you go higher in the air, you actually have higher voltage. As you have a bigger antenna, you now have the potential to harness even more of that voltage. So you have this dual interaction. But we have to also understand that if you have one of these antennas and you put it next to your house, and let's say your house is 30 feet tall, but you make an antenna and it's only 20 feet tall, that you're not going to be able to capture this energy. You want to make sure that you have access all around in the ethers, the air, to be able to capture this energy. So I want to cover that. The other thing is, I want to kind of go back to Lakowski. I want you to elaborate on the colors and the color spectrum and the vibration, because this is important. And I think a lot of people think this is like, doesn't make sense to them, because it turns the conversation away from magnetism and it opens up a new conversation about color and the power of color. And when we start to understand that in physics, you have vibrations. In chemistry, you have elements. These elements in chemistry are vibrations in physics. Many of these elements have color. Like, for example, cobalt. It is blue. This is resonating at a frequency based on physics. And the reason why I want to talk about this is because in mainstream science, they act like these are two separate things. A lot of times in mainstream science, they separate all the different subjects. You go to university, you learn these things. And one thing that always frustrated me was the fact that they separate things and they don't connect things. Because as soon as you start to understand unity, unity consciousness, magnetism, and really where I feel like the future of our understanding should be, you start to understand how everything is interlaced and interconnected and multidimensional. And when, for me, this is maybe my personal whatever, I felt like whenever I understood how everything was interconnected, my ability to want to do more math and do higher hierarchy of math, like types of equations, like trigonometry and calculus. These things were so hard for me to understand, but once I started to understand the interconnectedness of things, all of a sudden, I felt like this relief where my interest changed and I felt so much more, I don't know, I guess I just felt I understood things more, I understood nature more, I understood myself more, I understood the universe better. And that just made me so excited about life. Whereas in before, I was kind of confused. Now I am fired up and very, very like see the potential. I can see where we have so much to learn. But let's go back to Lakowski. And first, before we talk about color, I want to talk about the different types of metal, because this is, since our last conversation, I've gotten so many questions, like my friends sending me text messages like, hey bro, how do you, so I'm really just giving those questions. I know the answers to these questions, but I want to bring these to the audience so that people can understand. So the first thing I want to talk about before we talk about color is the types of metals and understanding that each metal, aluminum, iron, steel, brass, copper, that they all have a different charge. And I would love for you to elaborate on why we would want to combine these. And why, Andrea already talked about the spiral motion. And we have to understand that that is how things are moving, is through this centrifugal force. But if Andrea, if you could elaborate on why you would use different metals and maybe explain the different charges of these metals.
All right. First of all, about the magnetism, and then we jump up to your question. Okay. Again, these antenna are working. You can measure easily the voltage. You can measure the electricity. You can measure the magnetic field. And you can test also the orgone with the experimental life energy meter, et cetera, et cetera. But there is more. There is more, especially doing a lot of installation, we have seen that even with the same technology, with similar place very near, there are big difference in the cultivation. So we need to talk maybe another time about the human impact. Okay, because
that's a whole podcast. Yes.
Everything is connected and is not separated. So it's all connected, but it's for another time. I go back to your story of Lakowski. Yeah. So open and close a window, but it's an incredible topic to be discussed. The human effect, the ability of the human to interact with the nature, and the power of this antenna as well. In any case, the Lakowski material you can use, it's any metal. In particular, when Lakowski started the experimentation, he was using copper, and he used the copper to test the geranium plants with the cancer injection. And he was noticing that where the Lakowski coil is in place, the plant is responding, is not dying, and is living and growing, even with the cancer. And the other plants, like the testimonial plants or the comparison plants, the control, were dying. So it's really incredible, and he used only copper. But there is electrocultural patents by Christoph Law that I described in my book, Electrocultural Patents, where we can see the combination, okay, of multiple metals, especially with this approach of spirals. So you can create copper plus aluminium, or iron plus copper, or whatever you want. What is important is to combine a metal that is positive with negative, like in a battery. We have copper, zinc, copper, zinc, etc., etc. This effect is creating more energy. Very simple. It's like an electrical transformer where you have the iron, and then you turn the copper. There is a number of copper turn, and based on the turn, you can create a different energy that is coming out. So the principle is like a transformer, an electrical transformer. And here you can increase the energy where there is a movement of energy. Like you have a plant and the leaf is moving in the trunk. So you are helping the movement of the plant, or you can put like a bracelet, and you will increase the flux of blood in your parts, and you can check how your energy is improving if you keep it in the right or in the left. And all this experiment we do typically in the workshop together. I teach. You can do also kinesiological test, and you can see how strong you are in the right, in the left hand, etc., etc. And this is the basic to test and to apply in plants, seeds, etc. Regarding colors, like I said, every colors has a different emission of frequency. So there are colors that are like orange and red. There are more sun light colors, let's say. And then we have the green and the yellow. When the blue and the yellow of the sun is combined, we have the green. Then we have the night or earth colors. So it's very easy. We did hundreds of experiments with the same plants with different colors, and the results are different. So every plant has a favorite colors. What about you, Charles? What is your favorite colors?
Yeah, I love green and blue. Yeah, I don't have one. That's hard. Green and blue, and I love violet.
Yeah.
I got into the I Am Present stuff with Saint Germain, and a lot of my teachers in the Daimi Church, we talk about the violet ray. And the Taoist, in Taoism, they talk about the universal color is violet, and that the hue of the galaxy is in a violet hue. So it have to be... I have three. I have green, blue, and violet.
All right, good. And if you make a Lakowski coil, green and yellow, for instance, like the earth cable in the electrical shop, it doesn't work. There are no effects, because typically these colors are available in nature. The grass is green, the leaves maybe are a little bit yellow. So this is not creating an impact. If you use red or blue, it's really making the difference. So when you make experiment, it's better to work on the range, on the top or on the bottom, just to give some advice. We have tested a lot of combination of metals, colors, size and quantity of metals, and there is a range. I mean, if you go too much, there is no effect. If you are too poor, there is no effect. But with a simple coil like this, typically we see a big difference in the rooting or in the growing, or when you propagate plants with a simple spiral inside the water, and with a Lakowski coil around, you can really see rooting growing very fast. And you can try copper and aluminum. You can try iron. And there are also metals that are not effective. They are not working well, or they create bad results. So my suggestion is to start with copper and aluminum, because they are very easy to find. They are quite cheap. You can reuse. You can reuse electrical cable. You can reuse scrapped material. So it's good if you reuse. You give again life to something that is dead, more or
trash.
Less.
Yeah. How many of us have electrical things we've purchased from China that broke, and there are these metals that are inside of them, these wires, these plugs? You know, I have maybe two or three big totes just loaded with different plugs, different cables. And whenever I first started learning about electroculture, I immediately was like, oh, I can recycle. Like, I don't need to buy anything. You guys have to understand, you're going to have all this stuff available to you to at least try a Lakowski coil. You don't need to go buy anything. Now, for myself, I'm on an acre kind of situation where we have a little bit of fruit tree, a little bit of market garden. I reached out to Andrea, and he gave me all these amazing resources on where I could buy cheap aluminum. And I purchased that aluminum. I believe it was like Panda something. We can share that later, or if you guys start to go deeper
into Panda Hull. Panda Hull. Yeah, you can find him pandahull.com.
Yeah.
For instance.
Yeah. Like,
so, there are many. Yeah?
Right. Yeah. You can, you know, Panda Hull was definitely the cheapest. It took a long time to get it, but it was definitely hands down the cheapest by far. And yeah, so elaborating on that. And then also talking about what I started to do, I started taking the iron, the copper, and the aluminum. And I basically took a vise clamp. I took these three metals and I clamped them into the vise clamp like so. So say I have three. Each one of my fingers represents one copper, one aluminum, one iron, or galvanized steel, which has iron and steel in it. I clamped it in the vise clamp. Then that line went, I think I was making them around, maybe 5-6 feet. And maybe not this long, maybe only like 4 or 5 feet. And then I would put the other end into a drill. And what I was doing is I was slowly just pulsing the drill, and it was wrapping everything for me. Because these were thick gauge. These were probably almost 10 to 12 gauge steel. So they weren't, it wasn't small. It wasn't like what Andrea is showing that you can obviously just do with your hands. These were like really kind of thick, and there was no way we could do that without taking it to the next level. And this is something that we can talk about later, but as you start to scale these experiments, you kind of start to want to look at bigger and just to see. But like Andrea said, it's not necessarily what you want to do. But for me, I made these small ones at first around my fruit trees, and literally within, I would say, 8 months, the trunks of the trees were getting so big that they were going to outgrow the coil at the trunk of the tree. And so I had to make bigger ones. And how I just explained how I was making them is how I did this. And I started to look at, and maybe you can elaborate on this, the angle, the 30 degree angle. Because this was something that Lakowski, he did. And we all know you can put benefits leaving it on the base of the soil, leaving it at the bottom of the hole that you're going to plant in, to charge seeds, to charge water. Because once you understand this technology, you understand where you can apply it. But I've literally have every single one of my fruit trees since we spoke last, because they literally outgrew the small ones. And I have them kind of in the branches almost, like not necessarily in the trunk. I didn't do it exactly like Lakowski did it, where he would tilt it around the trunk of the base of the tree. And maybe I should do this, because I was having to find like bamboo sticks and things like this to position it perfectly. So what I've done now is I've really tried to make sure I have that 30 degree tilt, but it's like inside the, not the base of the tree, not the top of the canopy of the tree, but kind of like right where the trunk comes up, and then the branches branch out. So I started to put these coils, and maybe I can flash a picture up here and go take some pictures right quick. It's literally right here. And I'm starting to notice things. And I also, one thing I wanted to mention is the ones that were at the bottom of the trunk of the tree that I initially had done that were the trunks were growing out. Not all the trunks grew out, you know. No, I didn't have 100% success in this, but many of them did. But what I did is I left those, but I turned them. So I had one facing with the opening north, and then the one at the base of the tree, I had it facing to the opening south. And I know we just spoke about how you don't want to do the south to the north, but could you elaborate on if you're stacking these coils? And, you know, George Lakowski, he made a lot of these antennas for people. And this is exactly how he kind of created that circuit board. He would have an opening to the north, and then he would have a smaller one that would be almost fit inside the bigger one, but the opening would be on the south. And could you elaborate on what's happening here with this circuit board capacitor transformer style situation?
All right. So in the Lakowski oscillator, it was putting different shape, different size of ring and coils with north, south, and also with the balls, with some small balls in the machine. And that was activated with some Tesla system to bring all the frequency in your body. And the idea right. was exactly to move and to recreate the energy level when you have a kind of, if you are sick, you have probably some energy that is not moving in certain parts, etc. And with this frequency, we can recreate the cellular right frequency, and we can start to be more healthy, etc., etc. With the tree, there are a lot of pictures, a lot of discussion on the inclination, etc., etc. For me, it's very simple. You just cross it. You can fix it with a small part of aluminum or with some scotch, some stuff, and that's it. You put it on the tape, on the trunk, on the branches, it works. Better if the opening is north, but I don't care about the inclination. I don't care if it is flat or is moving. It's working. And that's the effect, even in the human, even if you are not south-north, you are in movement, you can make a belt with the same approach, maybe with 3, 5 or 6 cables. You can make a belt for yourself and see what is the effect. So honestly, I prefer always the simple things, eh? So don't be crazy to find out the right inclination. It will work. You put in place right. the ring, and you talk to the tree, you talk to the plants. It's better to work on the interaction than in the technology. The technology is just helping to be more interconnected with the environment, with the plants, and with our right. ability to cooperate with the plants and have a great environment.
Awesome. Yes. And yes, so I always say too, simple is best. I find myself, for whatever reason, always trying to push the limits, you know, and experimentation is something I love to do. And so, yeah, so I'm excited to see what happens this year with the fruit trees, because I have a lot of the Lakowski coils everywhere. Okay. Great. So we talked about
the same.
Go ahead.
No, excuse me. The same was about our research on the colors. We did really a lot of combination, etc. And then we had a friend of us that told us, okay, let's try to simplify. Let's see if there's a kind of jolly, a kind of joker that can take all the solution. So let's try black and yellow together. So black black cable and the yellow or gold. So we have the night, we have the light, like universal color, and it worked. So you can try, you can play with the colors, but remember there's a universal ring is black and yellow.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of this experimentation makes me think of Taoism and how the Taoist would always just sit in nature and observe. And through that observation, they were then able to apply action in any way, shape, or form. And this is exactly what Andrea just said. If you sit back in nature, you see that you have this dark energy. You could say this is yin energy, negative energy, but not negative as in bad, but just like as like a negative energy. And then you have the gold, which is like the sun or the yang or the positive, right? And you have these opposites, and combining these opposites together create harmony, create balance. Just like we're supposed to find within our own selves. And, you know, Andrea just mentioned about our interaction with the plants and our interaction with our environment. And I think a lot of these devices have distracted us from our ability to be able to be still, to be our ability to be able to decipher subtle energy. And a lot of time we're on this dopamine hit. And right now it's such a big thing in America with what Andrew Huberman is bringing forth with the cold plunges and the saunas. And these things are amazing. And I have a cold plunge and I have a sauna and I do these things. But we have to understand that sometimes constantly pushing these chemicals in our body, even though they can be beneficial, there's also another side to this coin. That in order for us to capture the subtleness of life, in order to receive information and have the ears to hear it and the eyes to see it, a lot of times we need the inverse. We just need stillness and softness. And through observation and meditation, we can obtain all knowledge, all information, especially if you're meditating inside a pyramid that's facing north, right? So yeah. I just want to mention that. Now, there it is. Yeah, I've got mine right there from you. Actually, it's on top of my Torah.
And
I studied great. Kabbalah.
And yeah. Another interesting study, it's about how the pyramid is splitting the lights internally, because there are studies showing that there are multiple area where there are different lights inside the pyramid. So we have ultraviolet, green, positive green, negative green, and different colors. So if you plant inside the pyramid or outside, sometimes you see also, especially leafy plants, with different colors because the light, it will be splitted and the energy inside will be different. But is always quite positive, quite very positive energy. And that's helping a lot if you want to preserve food, if you want to charge any things, if you want to pre-germinate your seeds or create a microgreen. This is very helpful and the people can try in their house, in the garden, in the market garden stuff, just charging the seeds in the pyramid, copper pyramid, very powerful, or you can make a wood pyramid and then adding some copper in the mounting parts, in these parts, will help to increase the energy power. I just released an old book in many languages. It's available in 4 or 5 languages about the ecosystem pyramid house. It was a greenhouse made by Les Brown in 1978. Yeah. And that was a lot of experiments inside for vegetables and also for chicken, eggs that they born 1 day or 2 days in advance due to this life energy. It's a life energy. So that's funny.
Yeah. If you guys haven't seen, there's a video on YouTube with Les Brown, and I believe it's almost like 3 hours long. And he goes into his experiments. He also goes into crystals and how, you know, a lot of people look at crystals in different ways. They have different perceptions and perspectives. And I think that a lot of it is misunderstood. I think you have some people that look at crystals and they think, okay, this crystal has power. This crystal can give me power. I have a huge rose quartz right here. I also have a huge shungite block, black block right here. But what we have to understand, if you listen to what Les Brown talks about, is that these crystals are like antennas for our energy. And we can put love and we can put healing energy into these things, and then we can send that energy to people. So I think about people that like maybe are sick, you can pray for them, and you know, their energy is felt, we know this. But you can enhance that with crystals and understanding that everyone's energy is different. So if Andrea touched this crystal and I had been working with this crystal for many years, and maybe I meditate with this crystal and I put, you know, the love vibration and I talk and be real cognizant of my energy around this crystal, and then someone else comes and grabs it, like there's definitely things that can shift. So understanding how powerful that crystals can be as a tool, not a ticket. Because I think a lot of people think that these crystals can heal you and do these things for you. And just like a Lakowski coil, it's technology, it's a tool. But the human interaction is the most important, hands down. Yeah, and right. We have to understand that it starts with us.
Yeah, you're right. In this moment, really, after we already realized more than 400 large scale projects, we understand that the big gap is not in technology, but is mainly in the human approach with the nature. So if you have an approach that is in cooperation with the nature, with the consciousness, that you bring your energy, these kind of tools, like even the power tower or the menhir, are working with us, but they are amplifying our intention, our energy in the field. And this is the case I was trying to explaining before. We had a different farm very near with the same installation approach, but with big gap in the results. There is somebody making cabbages 10 kilo, other they are making just 4 or 5 kilo, but they are few miles away with the same approach. It's the people that makes the difference. And especially if you are conscious that you bring your energy in your garden, in your farm, in your work day, in your family, in whatever situation, you make a big change.
So everyone should be able to make a Lakowski coil now. I feel like we've covered pretty much every aspect of it and how you can use it. So we want to see this. We want to see you guys making Lakowski coils. We want to see you guys posting about your coils and your experiments, because it's a great place to start. And if you want to take it the next step and you want to purchase some stuff from Andrea, and I should be able to have some of his stuff on our website at Crucial Force soon. We're going to talk about the logistics of this so that the shipping might be quicker for you or whatever. But the next step, I really feel, for me and what I did, and I saw good results, is charging the seeds that you're going to plant inside a pyramid. And it doesn't have to be a huge pyramid. It can be a small one, just like Andrea has been showing us, just like the one I have above me here. And you can put a seed pack inside here. Now, Andrea, would you talk about how the pyramid should be positioned? Should it be positioned in the magnetic field? Should the seeds go underneath the pyramid for 10 seconds, 10 minutes, 10 days? And elaborate on these two things for us right quick.
Yeah, perfect. So there are several shape of pyramid. This is a Cheop, let's say, Cheop shape, like the one are in Egypt, in the Giza plateau. And that's very simple. It's the base is one side, and you have the mounting that is a little bit smaller. You need to orientate every basement to one point in the compass. So this is the north, and the north compass should be like that. And so you have south, you have west and east automatically. And for this, the best material is copper for seed charge. But you can make, like I said, in wood and hard dig some copper, etc. The formula is very easy. The base, for instance, is 100 and the mounting is 95.22. So you need to multiply the base by 9.5222. So 100 base, 95.22 the mounting. And then you can assemble it and keep the same angle, that is 51 degrees. So for the time, let's say that the longer is better. That's an overall general rule, but the power of the pyramid is strictly connected to the energy of the sun. So they are working even inside, but they are working based on the solar storm. So if you have a period with strong solar storm, you can charge very rapidly your seeds. So my suggestion is always to keep under control the solar storm and to keep under control the biodynamics calendar. So you can put inside the seeds in the right moment when there's a good energy, not when there is the bad crossing moment, etc. So you put inside the seeds and you remove the seeds when is the right time for leaf, for roots or flower, etc., based on the kind of seeds. The longer is better. We can use the pyramid like also a bank seed storage, or we can create a pyramid shape to keep our seeds in a good charge. And we keep it out only when is the right time. So if we work with the power of the nature, with the right moment, we always do the best. Then you can play with your prey in the seeds. You can do pre-germination with water. And inside the pyramid, the water will change the structure and help the seeds to grow faster. For large seed, we use very large pyramid with kit. You can create 5 meter pyramid, etc. But it's very simple. So let's try also the pyramid. Is very nice. You can find a thesis written by Nicole Mutlock. It's an American student that wrote and made experiment of 1,800 beans, germination test, water test with control, etc. And they tested the copper and wood pyramid, and they had control. And the increase was very huge, between 50 to 100% better grow and also increasing nutrition factor, because the plants can have a better rooting system. They can stock more nutrient or vitamin or antioxidant inside. And so it's all a consequence of the energy. And the life energy meter for this food is very high as well. If you want to control the food in electroculture, emits more lights. There is more lights in the leaf, in the fruits, in the vegetables, in the potatoes as well, even if they are underground. All in electroculture is emitting more lights and is also preserving more in time the energy that we need to live.
I love it. And I wanted to elaborate on a few things you mentioned. The first one is the biodynamic calendar. If you guys aren't familiar with this calendar, get familiar with it, because it's not only important for farming, it's important for the physical, for the spiritual, because we have to understand that based on where certain planets are, not just the sun or the moon, there's certain things that are being admitted, energy being admitted and influenced. And when you use the biodynamic calendar, it actually makes farming easy, because a lot of times when you start farming, you kind of get outside and you're like, okay, what do I do today? But with this calendar, and Maria Thun has a calendar you can purchase for North America. You can purchase this calendar on the internet. I have an app that you can get on your phone, and it will show you what days are ideal for what types of plants you're growing. So based on where the planets are, there's certain influences for the leaves of the plant, the root of the plant, the flower of the plant. And so just for example, if I'm growing basil, which you guys know I grow holy basil on my farm, it's a product that we sell at Crucial Ford and you guys love it. When I go to charge those seeds in the pyramid before I plant them, I make sure I do that on a day that's conducive to leaf day. And then I also make sure that I'm putting those seeds in the ground on a leaf day. So, and then for potatoes, root, for flowers, flower, for fruit, fruit. So it all corresponds. And sometimes they overlap. Like some days you get lucky and you can do one to two things. Typically, as we move to the full moon, you have like this potential for almost every single sector of the plant to really be enhanced. And this is typically the best time. But it's not necessary. And the biodynamic community will explain this. If you're behind in schedule, it's better to plant than not to plant. So it's always better to put the seed in the ground than not to. But using these principles and stacking these technologies, which leads me to something else I wanted to add to you. Andrea mentioned how long, the longer the better. Water. He mentioned about the light. He also mentioned solar flares when we're talking about pyramid. Now, I did an experiment the other day. I went to the feed store where I buy my chicken feed. And I noticed that my chickens were eating a lot of the black sunflower seeds in the scratch, the chicken scratch I was buying. So I decided to go ahead and purchase this bag of scratch. But then I also purchased a bag of just sunflower seeds. A huge bag, like a 50-pound bag. It was huge. And it was only like 25, 30 bucks. It was so cheap. Huge bag. And normally I would think these seeds probably aren't the best. I mean, this is like feed stock. You know, this is like for animals to eat, the chickens to eat. You know, this isn't for growing. Normally you buy sunflower seed packets or you get big bags from a seed supplier who's supplying you also flowers and vegetables and fruits and things like this. This was a feed store. So I took a 5-gallon bucket. I filled it up halfway with sunflower seeds. I have a huge pyramid in my backyard. It's probably 8 feet at the base. I mean, I can stand up underneath it and it comes up to like here on me. So it's probably around almost 6.5 to 7 foot tall at the peak. I'm not giving the direct dimensions are wrong, but I'm just telling you guys it's a big pyramid. I have it facing new the north. And then I took a table, a small table, and I put it in the middle of the pyramid. And I filled up the bucket of seeds with water. And I did rainwater that I ran through my pump that also has a vortexer on the end where it vortexes a spring water. And then I placed magnets around that water to help charge this water. I let this sit on top of this table. And the reason I put the table in there is that we found, and Les Brown talks about this, and Andrea maybe can elaborate, that in the middle of the pyramid is where you find what's called the King's Chamber. And the King's Chamber, they found to be one of the most powerful areas of the pyramid. So I put these seeds on this table in this pyramid for maybe 3 days. I adhered to the biodynamic calendar. I then took those seeds, and this was a complete experiment, guys. I was not expecting these seeds to sprout because they came from the feedstock. You know, they were like very low quality seeds, very low quality. And I went out to my orchard. I have my neighbor has this very bright light at night when we're at the campfire, and they just turn it on, and it's so annoying. So I wanted to put a hedgerow of sunflowers to maybe like block the light. So I go out to my orchard, and if you guys don't know, I did a lot of back to Eden method on my property. My property was bare. There was nothing on it. So I had a lot of mulch being dumped. So I have about a 6-inch layer of mulch in the orchard. I merely moved the mulch to the side and just started putting these seeds down and covered them up with mulch. Guys, I had 100% germination. I have more sunflowers growing in my orchard now than I know what to do with. I'm going to have to thin these out. They're too close together. Like I was just thinking, oh, this is probably not going to grow. They all grew. And just want to let you guys know, it's very powerful to charge your seeds. I have other experiments I've done with seeds with the same results. So I feel like the Lakowski coil, and then going to the pyramid, learning about the biodynamic calendar, this will set you up for success. And this is enough. This is enough to start with. But there are many other things you can do. And I am one to be kind of all in or all out. And we're already on the hour here. And I actually have to get out to the farm. I know Andrea is extremely busy as well. And we're in springtime, so we're both in planting mode. And I was going to say, let me look at my calendar right now and see what today is on the biodynamic calendar. And
it's today, a leaf day in Italy. In Italy, it's a leaf day. In Moon and Garden.
Yep.
Moon and Garden.
Yep. Same for us.
Yeah.
It's leaf time. And then at 1 p.m. my time. Oh, you got the same app. Or it's a different one, but same thing. Perfect.
Moon and Garden. Moon and Garden.
Yes. And we have a fruit at 1 p.m.
Great testimonial about the sunflower. I love it. Fantastic. And you say exactly the top of the energy is one third of the highest point, one third. We have the top of the energy. If you go inside with a magnetometer, even with the EMF detector in your phone, in your cellular phone, you can install the EMF detector app. And you see, especially when you have strong solar storm, you see that in one third, you have the maximum pulsation, the maximum magnetic field. So the top of the energy, if you want to charge seeds, is in that place. Exactly where you say there's the King Chamber that is inside the Zed Tower. And this is another story that very interesting, the Zed Tower. We made the Zed as well to amplify the power tower signal. And the Zed Tower is made in granite. That's interesting because it's made in granite stone. And there are, this is connecting also to all the experiments made by John Bark for the seed germination incubation in stone, in basalt stone, in granite stone, in megalithic place, or in pyramid, like in Mexican pyramid, or we can really charge our seeds with a simple copper pyramid, with a simple copper pyramid, or with a gold pyramid, and then you have a lot of fun. And you can charge also other things, water, juice, your products. You can charge your products in your your farm.
Your supplements.
Chicken food.
Your chicken food.
Chicken food, very good. Or sprout, if you eat sprouts inside the pyramid, they will grow stronger, more energetic food. So there are many applications. All right. So really, thank you. We have made a tour. And finally, I've made a design for your farm because I wanted to have a good implementation. I don't know what is the state of the art. There are a lot of antenna, maybe pyramids, Lakowski coil. So it's good that you try multiple things.
I know so much more to talk about, and we could probably go for two more hours, but it is spring. We both need to be planting right now, and so we will reconvene. But to elaborate on what Andrea was saying a little bit about basalt and paramagnetism, this has been a huge study of mine for the last 6 months. I reached out to a good friend of Phil Callahan, and he made me a meter that Phil made, a PCOS meter. It allows me to measure the paramagnetism of my soil, of rocks, and things of this nature. We're doing that now. I'm actually going to different basalt mines around my area, and I'm looking to bring in metric tons of basalt to make the cones. I have the 51 degree cones, which is the same as the pyramids angle, and we're working with these. But this is a whole nother conversation. And Andrea, I want to thank you again. Audience, thank you. Be looking out on our website. We're going to be launching some of Andrea's products. If you can't wait, go to his website right now. He has phenomenal customer service. He will get you taken care of and get you started. I suggest you start with his garden kit because you get a little bit of everything. And I just feel like that's the best place to start. But then to also go into my farm, and then we'll end this, is I've implemented about 4 earth antennas. And I did very similar to Yannick's style, where he dipped it in beeswax and had the Lakowski coil with the ferrite magnets. I noticed yours is a little different now. So I want to talk about this at a later date, but I have about 4 of these in the ground. And then one of these I have connected to your antenna. And I bought a telescoping pole off the hardware store, Home Depot. It goes 30 feet in the air. And basically I attached the antenna I got from Andrea in the kit to this. I telescoped this up. I attached a wire to this. We can talk about more on how to do this later. But I wanted to ask you right quick, if I'm going to measure that voltage, because I know so many people are so left brain and they want to just see the energy, do I measure the voltage of that with my meter when the antenna is all the way up, and then I connect that where to measure the voltage? Or do I just connect it? Because I know like the one right. You sent me, it has like aluminum and copper wrapped around it. It almost splits. It's like two wires that I could potentially connect. And where would I go to measure that? How would I measure that?
First of all, when you put in place the antenna, it's very important the insulation, okay? You need to insulate well the pointer of the antenna with the pipe, especially if it is metal, okay? Because otherwise the energy is coming inside the pipe. And if the pipe is touching the ground, the majority of the energy will go in the ground and not in the cable. So it's very important to be careful of all the insulation of the pointer antenna, of the pipe, etc., etc. I typically explain when I do the workshop all these details. Then you can attach a couple of cable if you want, or only one cable in from here, and go down in the circuit. The circuit is underground. It's south-north, south-north, south-north for every area you cultivate. And then is all connected west-east. And you can connect easily the cable to this circuit in the south part. How you can measure? Very simple. Usually you can take down a couple of cable, and with one, you connect the red pointer here and the black in the ground, and you see the voltage. The voltage is changing depending on solar storm, weather. If you have a strong storm or is raining, the voltage is changing. And depending on the size of the antenna, of the highest of the antenna, etc., etc. But very simple, red attached to the electric cable and black in the ground. And you measure the voltage is a small current, 1 volt, 2 volts, maybe 5 volts sometimes. And during the storm, during that moment where there are a lot of energy in the air, it can jump to 7, 10 volts.
Yeah, you know, I get nervous sometimes when it starts getting windy and stormy because it sways like this, you know, in my backyard. And we had we had like 70, 60 mile an hour winds one night. I mean, it was bad. It was like tornado weather. And my greenhouse plastic flew out and actually broke the antenna, but the antenna would have not broken. So I like the telescoping poles. However, they are aluminum. The top that they connect to are plastic. And then I used PVC pipe on top of that to make sure I wasn't conducting that energy from the antenna, you know, to insulate this. So now, is it okay if I'm connecting that to the... We cover all... Andrea covers everything when you take the work. A lot of you guys are going to have tons of questions, and I totally understand why. There's so many things to learn in this new field of electroculture. But my question to you, Andrea, is like, you know, the earth magnets where you have the ferrite magnets dipped in beeswax, you have that on an iron going south to north. Is it okay then to connect the antenna energy to this line as well? Or would it not be good to connect it because of the magnet that's already on that line in the ground?
No, it's perfect. And I usually had for every line, I had a system like this with combination of copper, iron, ferrite, and magnets, south, north. And for every line, I had this system underground, and then I connect the antenna to the entire system, to the entire circuit. Beautiful. And you can attach even two antennas, three antennas, step by step, or the telluric fertilizer. Or you can add this beast in the ground and this south. And then from here, taking the cable and connect it underground with special tips and tricks.
Nice. Yeah, that's my next step, is to get that bad boy in the earth. So I'm excited. All right. Well, if you guys don't already know, you can contact Andrea. Look at that cabbage. One day I'm going to grow a cabbage that big. I'm ready. You can connect with Andrea on social media, YouTube, his website. Andrea, if you would like to leave that information for everybody.
Yeah, it's electro-cultura.com. It's electro-cultura.com. Look for Andrea Donnelly, Electrocultura, you find me.
Cool. Very and easy, maybe but we you... can get you guys a discount code or maybe something we can work on. I don't know if we can do that or not. If we can, I'll put it in the intro. And but me and Andrea need to speak about this first. I can't promise anything here. It might be
We can give some knowledge benefit, knowledge bonus, okay?
Okay, yeah. So we can give you guys PDFs, books, knowledge, workshop information to allow you to be able to research on your own. And, you know, oh my gosh, the amount of information you gave me after I ordered. So we can guarantee this. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. I hope everyone finds this as interesting as I have. And I feel like we're in the very beginning of the possible and potential of electroculture. And Andrea is definitely a pioneer in leading the future for us and doing experiments. If you go to his Instagram, every single day he's doing something with electroculture. This is his world. So let's support him. Let's make sure that if we learn something positive and that it benefits us, to give that back. In our understanding to the word deserve, to serve, is to deserve. So he is of service here for us. In order for us to be deserving of the information, we must serve back. It's a mutual exchange of energy, and it's a beautiful exchange. And I just highly encourage everyone to explore this idea. And thank you guys. Thank you guys for joining us. And we're gonna do another talk. We'll probably do another talk in a few months. And maybe we can go into a little bit more into the antenna, maybe a little bit more information about the telluric fertilizer, a little bit more information about the power towers, the basalt cones, and how these are being utilized. There's also a few other topics that we could go into about the human interaction, music, 432 hertz, understanding the natural frequencies of the universe. But yeah, if you guys have any questions, please send them to us or send to Andrea. Andrea, if you have anything you'd like to say to finish up this conversation.
I'm always very happy to share, and I'm very busy, so... That the reason why I create the academy, and the academy now will be available in English, in German, and the books is in English, in Spanish, Italian, Japanese, and now will be available soon in German as well. So we are spreading the electroculture everywhere. I can do remote analysis, and maybe one day I can come and make a workshop in your farm. Eh? We can do a live in-person workshop in your farm.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're looking at purchasing some land, more land here and more land in Costa Rica. So I know you found that when I mentioned the Costa Rica idea, you were very excited about this, so maybe we could have a retreat in Costa Rica someday, huh?
Yeah, I agree. You have a sponsor in me, huh? If you
absolutely
call me, cool. I come and make a project.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you very much, Lars. Really, thank you to your audience, for your availability and for the cooperation. We start soon through your shop also to contaminate people with simple but very efficient tools to try to test their own.
Awesome.